Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa edad na 17 taon, si Endere Oboya ang pangatlong pinakamabilis lumangoy na Australiano sa habang 400 metro. At pakatapos manalo ng 2 gintong medalya sa Commonwealth Youth Games nitong mga unang buwan ng taon, ang refugee mula Ethiopia ay nakatingin ngayon sa mas mataas na karangalan. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat ni Adrian Archuli. Walang masyadong natatandaan si Bendere Oboya tungkol sa mga taon ng kanyang kabataan sa Afrika kahit na dito siya mismo nagsimula. Pagkatapos isilang sa Ethiopia, humanap ng kalinga ang kanyang mga magulang na refugee at dito naging malabo ang kanyang buhay.
I do know that I traveled a lot before I came to Australia, so we went to like other countries. I know we went to Kenya before coming here. I still have an image of the hotel we actually stayed in Kenya, but nothing like I don't have any memory with Ethiopia.
3 taon pa lamang si Oboya nang dumating siya sa Australia kasama ng kanyang mga magulang at 5 kapatid. Marami sa kanyang mga kamag-anak ang nananatili pa sa Ethiopia.
My mom has actually like talked about going back, but I don't think she will like let me go back. Maybe not in like that certain area, but yeah, I don't think it's apparently right now it's not really safe, so it's best to stay here.
Si Oboya ay lumaki sa Western Sydney. Sinabi niya na hindi din ito ang pinakamadali niyang karanasan.
I was really a shy kid, so it was hard. So like someone comes talk to me, I'll just be like, wow, they're actually talking to me. But no, it was really hard to make friends. But once I got older and I got out more.
Samantala, sa murang edad, nagkaroon na siya ng hilig sa palaro na magbibigay sa kanya ng daan upang magtagumpay. Ang mga atleta mula sa kanyang sinilangang bayan ang nakaakit sa kanyang atensyon.
I was watching it with my dad. I don't remember what year it was, but seeing those Ethiopians, their strides, how their endurance and stuff, I was like, wow, really inspired me.
Inamin niya na hindi siya palaging nananalo ng medalya. Pero ito ay nagbago nang nakatagpo niya ang may karanasang coach, Greg Smith, noong isang taon. Inilagay ni Bendere Oboya ang coach bilang pinakamahusay na nagturo sa kanya.
Now, in terms of ranking, she's probably one of the top 3 best athletes I've coached. At the time when she came in, she was probably just one of the little that I had out here. But in terms of her success now and the performance she's been doing, I'd say she's probably one of the top 3 I've trained in my 10 years here in Australia.
Noong Hulyo, ang 17 taong Oboya ay nanalo sa 400 metrong karera sa paglangoy ng Commonwealth Youth Games sa Bahamas na tumalo sa kasamang Australianang Ella Connolly. Tuwang-tuwa si Smith.
I'm jumping, and when she called and won the race, I actually had my Adidas slides on. They went flying everywhere. I fell, and I was just overwhelmed with joy to see how hard she worked to come back and win that. And so it was to me. I even to this day, I pinch myself and say, "Wow, I've trained a Commonwealth Youth Champion."
Inamin ni Oboya na hindi niya inaasahang manalo sa naturang karera sa paglangoy.
I think it took me a week to like actually realize that I won. So it's just like it didn't process in my head that fast.
Pero ngayon may 6 na 10 segundo lamang siya para sa kailangang oras para makasama sa susunod na Commonwealth Games sa Gold Coast ng Queensland. Kung mapipili para sa Australia, sinabi niya na umaasa siyang maging inspirasyon para sa mga ibang batang refugee mula Africa.
If you want to represent this country, you should do it not because like someone else told you to, but because you want to.
Napaganda na ni Oboya ang kanyang personal na oras ng 3 segundo na nagdala kay Greg Smith upang magsabi na simula pa lamang ito ng isang magandang kinabukasan.
When you look at certain areas like her start, the strength levels, you look at all those areas and see that she's still a baby in those areas, you can see that she still has an amount of potential to go even faster in this event.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.